start my sermon today, I'd like to have everybody, let's pray.
对，在我们今天讲到之前，我希望每个人大家能够做一个祷告。
You know, it's important that in your heart and in your spirit that you are joined with me.
就是这个非常重要的是在你的心里还有你的灵里都能够和我连通在一起。
Amen. If your spirit is united with the person who is going to preach to you, the power of God will manifest.
如果你的精神和这个要讲道的人能够联系在一起的话，上帝的这个灵就会什么？
神的大能就会彰显。
神的大能就会彰显。
因为你与我同心 ，Amen. So this is why I say I want you to pray for me.
对，
我要你们来为我祷告，然后借着我就会可以，神会借着我所说的释放祝福给你们，因为你先祝福我。神的国就是这样 ，The kingdom of God worked like this. Is that when you first give, and you will receive.Amen. 就是你先给了，你就会得到。Amen. So I invite all of you, let's raise your hand.
让我们举起我们的手。
Bless me.
祝福中你。
Yeah, 为我祷告好吗？请你们都同声祷告。Yes, Lord.
是的，主。
We want your kingdom come.
我想要你的国降临。
We want to see your glory manifest.
我想要看你的荣耀彰显。
It's not just on me alone.
不只是在我的身上。
It's on us.
是在我们的身上。
On every one of us here.
在我们所有在场的人的身上。
I really pray that Lord Holy Spirit come upon us.
我真的寻求主的灵能够降在我们所有人的身上。
This morning.
就在今天早上
and through us all, connect us in one heart.
让我们所有人都同心
through your Holy Spirit,
通过你的圣灵
that we will labor in the Spirit together.
我们在你的圣灵里面一同做工
Amen. That we will see your glory as we believe, we will see it together.
我们所有人都会相信，我们都可以看到你的荣耀
Amen. So I just pray that Lord, Pray that your anointing will come upon us.
求主你的恩膏能够在我们的身上降临。
Yes, and may your word be preached and manifest in your power and accomplish your will.
希望主你的精神能通过我们的话语能够完成你的意念。
Amen. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我奉主耶稣基督也得胜的名求，阿门。
Amen. Thank you, God.Also, I also will pray and bless Chris for his translation.
是的，求主保守我的这个翻译。
That will not lost in translation.
让我不至于丢失在这个翻译当中。
Amen.
Amen.
We'll support you in our spirit too.
对，谢谢。
Amen.
Okay.
So today our verses.
今天我们的经文是。
It's on John 11.
是约翰福音十一章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to John 11.
如果大家有自己带这个圣经的话，请大家翻到约翰福音的第十一章。
It's very interesting. Today, what day is today?
今天日期是多少
？Today was November 11. There's 2/11 there, right?
对，今天是双十一节。
有些中国人就光棍节。But today we don't celebrate that. We don't celebrate being single.
今天，但是我们今天在这儿不要这个，不会这个庆祝这个双十一，我们不会庆祝我们。
But I'm just trying to point out, it's very interesting. God has sovereignly picked this chapter today.
所以的话，我想说这个章节神拣选的非常巧妙。
It's on November 11th on John 11.
是十一月十一号，在约翰福音第十一章。
Amen. So let us read together. May the read whatever language you have. I'm gonna read in English, but you can read in Chinese together.
好，我们大家都开始读。
It's gonna be quite long.
一起读，然后大家有什么语言就读什么语言。你可以读中文，也可以读英文。
Okay, let's do it together right now. Now a man named.
个叫拉萨路，住在犹大，就是玛利亚和她姐姐玛拉的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉萨路是她的兄弟，她姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，然后对门徒说：“我们再往犹太去吧。”门徒说：“拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？”耶稣回答说：“白日不是有十二小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见世上的光。若在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。”耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”门徒说：“主啊，他若睡了，就必好了。”耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却想得长。
But we really need to read it through once.
但我们真的应该从头到尾的通读一遍。
Because there's a lot of details going in there.
因为这里有好多的细节。
But then.When I first jumping into the story, just give you a little bit of background.
就是我们给我在这个进到这个故事之前，我给大家先讲一下这个背景的故事。
Not long ago, before this happened, Jesus actually healed the blind.
在这个事件发生不久之前啊，耶稣刚救治了一个瞎眼的人。
If you remember, it was actually in John chapter 9, I think.
对，如果大家记得的话，是在约翰福音的第九章。
There was this man who was born blind.
有一个天生瞎眼的人。
And then people were asking of Jesus, you know, why was he blind?
然后人们就问耶稣，为什么这个人是个天生的瞎眼？
Was it because of him, his sin, or his parents' sin?
是因为他的罪，还是因为他家长、他的父母亲的罪呢？
But then Jesus replied, "Remember, he said, 'None, but it is for the glory of God.'"
大家还记得耶稣是怎么说吗？耶稣说：“不对，他是因为是为了彰显神的荣耀。”
Amen. And because of that healing miracle, Jesus was challenged by the Pharisees, by the Jewish people.
因为上次那个医治的神迹，然后耶稣之后被法利赛人他们挑战。
You can see that in the gospel, wherever God do something, there's always somebody who's opposed it.
大家可以看出来，在这个有一个规律，在这个圣经，每当上帝行了一些神，每当耶稣行了一些神迹，总有一些人就会立刻出来反对他。
So this is the same scenario here.
这是一个一样的场景。
So last time when he healed the blind, he was challenged of where his healing powers from, where who he is, and they challenged him that he called himself Son of God.
对，上次他被他治完瞎眼的人之后，就会被人质疑他的这个他到底是谁，他的这个医治的大能是从哪儿来的？然后耶稣基督就说：“我是神的儿子。”
Therefore, he retreated to Jordan, where John the Baptist, you know, used to be.
对，这就是为什么他回到了约旦，然后这就是当时那个施洗约翰曾经待过的地方。
So in actually the verses just right before chapter 11, it says, Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. 你可以念这里。
哦，就是在这个
约翰福音第十章
的最后40到42节，耶稣又往约旦河东去，到约翰从前施洗的地方，住在那里。许多人到他那里去，说约翰没有行过一件神迹，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真实的。在那里就有许多人信了耶稣。
Yeah, so.I didn't read the whole thing, but then the rest of the verse says, Then he stayed and many people came to him. They said, Though John never performed a sign, all that John had said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed in Jesus. So this is where the verses end, right before chapter 11.
对，这就是 那个这个约翰福音十一章之前的那个经文在讲的什么东西。
So now we know that. So Jesus, because of all his miracles, he was not welcome.
现在我们知道耶稣基督因为他行的种种神迹，他其实并不是被很受欢迎的一个人。
So he went to Jordan and he stayed there. And now there is this news coming to him.
他当时在约旦河附近，在那个地方待着，现在这个突然有个消息传过来。
Which is, you know, that Lazarus was sick.
就是这个拉撒路他病了。
And then Martha and Mary sent somebody all the way to Jordan to find Jesus to tell him the news.
就是然后玛利亚和马大就会派人来连忙就给这个耶稣基督送来这个消息。
And remember what she said to him, what the message was.
但还记得这个消息是怎么说的吗？
The message says, Lord, the one you love is sick.
这个他们当时说的是，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Remember, it's very interesting. In this place, actually, the love, the one you love, has shown up quite a few times.
对，这个地方非常有意思的一点是，这个所爱的人出现了挺多很多次。
Besides here, you know, right after that, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So it was mentioned quite a few times that, don't forget, the whole time, Jesus loved these people.
对，这个所爱之人除了这个地方，还有在这个第五节，耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子。所以的话，这个地方就是耶稣也是爱这些人的。
Yet, the one he loved was sick.
然而他所爱的人现在却病了。
And the very interesting is, he was not just only sick. The, you know, the actual message supposed to say, your loved one is dying.
对，他其实并不是普通的生病，应该最准确的信息是，你所爱的人现在正在死亡，正在濒临死亡。
Yeah.The messenger actually tuned it down a lot.
对，这个信使就是给他减缓了一些这个紧急的程度。
But then, may I ask you, if you have someone you love who is sick and who is dying, what would you do?
对，如果大家就问大家一个问题，如果是你的话，如果你所爱的人现在正在病得很厉害，马上就要死了，你会怎么做呢？
Any response? What would you do?
大家有什么要回答的吗？马上跑去看。
Well, you'll rush to the dying person, right? I still remember just sharing a little bit. Several years ago, when my uncle was sick, he actually has cancer, liver cancer, the last stage.
我就想给大家分享一下我的例子。然后我的叔叔前几
是我的二伯。
我的二伯，然后他有这个肝炎，最后肝癌，然后是最后一期。
And then I remember when he was dying, my dad couldn't come to America right away.
然后就是当时他父亲听到这个消息的时候，恨不得立马就来到美国。
就没办法立刻来。
没办法立刻来。
But he was dying, so he was dying like the last few days on his bed.
对，然后
he was at his own home and was dying.
然后这个他叔叔在他的自己家马上就要死了。
And then my dad couldn't make it in time.
然后Johnny 的爸爸就没
Even though he really wanted to come, and he bought the ticket right away.
尽管他的这个爸爸当时就买了机票。
And then by the time he got here.
但是当 Johnny 的爸爸来到他二伯家的时候。
My uncle already passed away.
但他二伯已经去世了。
So you know, like when someone you love so dearly and they're sick and they're dying, you won't want to lose any time, right?
对，当你知道你所爱的人马上就要去世的时候，你并不想浪费任何时间。
Like time would be the most precious thing.
因为当时时间就是最宝贵的东西。
Yeah, you wanna have that last moment with them, right? The last most important time spent with them.
因为你就是想与他在生命之前最珍贵的几分钟那一段时间与他相处一下。
And the weirdest thing here is that while Jesus said, I love them so much.
但这个地方非常奇怪的是，耶稣说我特别的爱他们。
Yeah, he said it twice, you know, not only one time. It, more than one time.
耶稣在这个地方不止两次，不止一次说了我爱他们。
And yet his response was he stayed where he was two more days.
然而耶稣的反应却是在他待的地方又多待了两天。
Would that be very strange to you?
这个东西对你来说会不会觉得非常奇怪？
And then you know what? At the end, what did he say?
就在最后，耶稣对他的门徒说了什么？
He said, in verse, I don't know, I don't have a number, but it says, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad I was not there. 这里。你往下看，他说。
Oh yeah, 这个吗
？Yeah.
哦，这是在第十四节，耶稣就明明的告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们去相信。如今我们可以往那里去吧。
耶稣晚了两天去，然后他说我不在那里，我还因为这个而欢喜。I'm just saying, like, what Jesus said was, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad I was not there. So that, what was the reason that he was not there?
所以他没有在的不在场的原因是什么？
The next verse says, so that you may believe.
我们这里面就提到了，是好叫你们去相信。
So that you may believe, I'll say it again.
好叫你们去相信。
Believe in what?
相信什么呢？
Believe in people don't understand what Jesus was talking about.
去相信这个耶稣基督他要说的这个东西。
He doesn't even know what I'm talking about, right? What I'm saying is, 耶稣要来，耶稣反而晚了两天来，他竟然说我很欢喜，我没有在那里。因为你们好让你们能够相信，问题是他们都不知道相信什么，我不懂啊，为什么我不在那里反而你还高兴，而且你要我不在那里的原因是让你们可以相信，到底是相信些什么？ OK, and then that's why I'm kind of go backtrack a little bit, that you may believe in the glory of God,
就是你可以相信神的荣耀。
Amen. Can we will read this verse that Jesus said earlier in response to the messenger.
我们可以回到之前的这个经文，是第四这个吗？
Yeah, 这病不至于死。
对，这是十一章的第四节，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Remember, Jesus said earlier, he says, the sickness will not end in death.No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
对，就像这个经文所说，这个病不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀，叫神的儿子得荣耀，所以他才会死。
When Jesus said that, nobody understood what he was talking about. Was like, what is the glory of God?
当耶稣说这个东西的时候，没有人知道什么叫为了神的荣耀。
When I ask you, do you know what is the glory of God? Have you seen the glory of God?
当我问你这个神的荣耀的时候，你有没有这个印象？有没有见过神的荣耀
？Have you？
大家见过吗
？If you have seen it, please raise your hand.
如果你见过的人，请举一下手。
没有人敢举。We all haven't seen it. You know, if you've seen the glory of God, you may not be here. Maybe you'll be dead. You know, some people believe if you see the face of God, being God's presence, you'll be dead.
对，很多人听说这个，你要见到了神的荣耀，你这时候就要去天堂了，你就已经
死掉了。Because God is so holy, right?
因为上帝是个非常圣洁的。
And then if you in the presence of holy God, you might be dead, right? Some people say, how can we see the glory of God, right?
因为在神的这个完全的圣洁中，你就是会见光死的。然后
but what is the glory of God that Jesus is talking about here?
所以这个地方神的荣耀是耶稣在指什么呢？
And this is why we're going to keep doing the story.
这就是为什么我们要继续读这个故事的原因。
The glory of I'll answer these questions later.
我会在之后解答这个问题。
And then here he was saying the sickness will not end in death, which means the result, the very end result of this whole event is not going to end in death.
所以当他说这病不至于死这个句子的时候，其实就是说我们这个整个的故事并不会因为拉撒路死了就结束了。
Amen.
Amen.
Because everybody, may I ask you, if someone died in your family, is there anything more to this?
因为如果你在你的家人有人死掉了，很多人就会问，还有人会比这更糟的事情吗？
Is thereAn aftermath after the death of this person?
还会有一个比这个比死还要更严重的事情发生吗？
就说在死了以后还有继续的吗？就是我也不会怎么样讲，就是 is there and what could be worse, right, than death? Like the person died, then you can't do anything about it.
你这个你能有什么？
Yeah, 就是有人死，如果死亡在这一个人的身上，你没有，你是无助的，你没有办法做任何事情，去反，就是去 ，Yeah, there's nothing you can do anymore, right? It's ended, end, the end, like 完蛋了，就是结束了，就是在那里。But instead, what Jesus was saying, the sickness will not result.The end final result will not be in death.
这就是这个地方说这并不至于死，这个不会以死来结束这件事情。
Amen. And so as we continue to read on, so okay. And then Jesus also mentioned this one thing.
耶稣又提到了一件事情。
Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by the world's light.
在第九节，耶稣说：“白日不是有十二个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见世上的光。”
It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light.
如在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
When I read that verse,
当我读到这段经文的时候
I was reminded in another place that Jesus said a similar thing.
我想到另外一个地方，耶稣说了同样的话，相似的话。
Which is in chapter 9.
是在约翰福音的第九章。
When earlier I said he healed the blind, right?
他医治了这个瞎眼的人。
And then he actually said the same thing. He said, "Night is coming when no one can work."While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
当时他说了是，
也是讲这个。
趁着白夜，我们趁着白昼，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜一到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世界的光。
So in the same thing that Jesus said the same thing here, he's saying that he is actually the light of this world.
在这个地方耶稣说了同样的事，他其实就是世界的光。
And that when he is still in the world, he was still alive and walking, right?
因为他还在这个世上的时候，他还在走路。
And his purpose is to do the work of God.
他的目标就是，他在世的目的就是行神要他做的事情。
And continue to shine his light in the world.
对，一直照亮这个世界。
And so this whole time, Jesus was already forecasting, telling his disciples.
所以这个在整个他的一生中，他一直在这预测，在告诉他的这个门徒。
That you know, this sickness will not end in death.
这个病不至于死。
It would be for the glory of God, right? 我是为了神的荣耀。And then also that he is the light of the world, right?
对，并且他同样也是世界的光。
And that he did, and when he's still on earth, there's still light on this world, and he's still gonna work. He's still gonna perform miracles.
只要他活着，他就是世界的光。这个世界就是白天，他就会一直做这个神的工，一直会做神迹。
That the time of darkness is not here yet.
现在这个黑暗的时刻还没有来到。
Because he is still alive, he's still gonna perform what God wants him to do.
是因为耶稣基督还活在这儿啊，耶稣基督还会一直做神让他做的事。
May I ask you, like, all of us here are Christians, right?
我能问大家一个问题，现在在场做各位都是基督徒吗
？If you were disciples back then,
如果你是当时的门徒，耶稣时代的门徒
，You are with Jesus every day.
你和耶稣时时刻刻都在一起。
Which means, like, and now you don't even see Jesus with you every day, right?
现在你看不到耶稣基督。
Not like in flesh and bone.
不是在这个血肉里，你看不到基督。
But if you can imagine yourself.
但你可以想象。
If you can imagine yourself, you were right here with Jesus.
当你现在。和耶稣基督有血有肉的耶稣基督在这里。
And he's the light of the world.
他是这世界的光。
And now this is why I want you to see what the disciples' reaction.
这就是我想让大家看到这个。
Shouldn't you will have a lot of faith, right? Because you already see him in person.
这就是我想大家想象当时的这个门徒啊，看到这个耶稣基督本人的话，他会有很多的信心，会有更多的信心。
你应该会很有信心吧，对吧？你天天跟在耶稣在一起 ，right? Yeah.But however, I want you to see, no, it's not true.
对，但是这个实际情况却不是这样的。这
That you can be with Jesus every day, he's right next to you, and you still have no faith.
你可以让耶稣基督有血有肉的坐在你的旁边每天，但是你依旧可以没有任何的这个信心。
You know what I'm saying? If you read carefully here, you know what the disciples said to Jesus?
大家如果仔细读的话，你知道这个门徒给他说什么吗？
They were saying.Okay, when Jesus said he stayed there for two more days, the disciples were like, okay, good, we stay here. They didn't really know what was going on, you know, they didn't know if Lazarus was alive or dead.
这个门徒就说，好的，那我们就待在这儿吧。当耶稣基督说要在此地再居住两天的时候。
And then he said, okay, let's go back to Judea. When Jesus said to disciples, let's go back to Judea.
对，当耶稣基督对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。
And then you know what the disciple was saying? He was like, "A short while ago, the Jews were trying to stone you, and yet you're going back."
但是这个门徒当时就回答说：“啊，拉比，犹太人进来就拿石头打你，你还要往那里去吗？”
And then Jesus told them, "I'm going to wake him up."
耶稣说：“我要我当然我是要让他醒来。”
And then the disciple says, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better."
门徒就说主啊他若睡了就必好了
They were thinking oh if Lazarus didn't die well you don't need to go back to Judea he will be better by himself
对当时门徒不知道这个情况他以为这个拉撒路其实是睡着了这个耶稣基督不需要来
就不需要去回去了不需要面对被人家打死的危险 right、
mm-hmm.
but then Jesus told them plainly that Lazarus was dead
但耶稣就明明地告诉他们说拉撒路死了
But then you know what Thomas said
大家知道这个多马怎么说的吗
Oh let us also go that we may die with him
当然多马就说我们也就去和他同死吧
When I read that I'm like I wonder how Jesus felt right there
对我们就在想当时耶稣基督会怎么想的听到这句话之后
You know, that's what I said. Being with Jesus in flesh and bone doesn't give you faith. You know that.
和耶稣基督这个有血有肉的耶稣基督在一起，并不会给你多一些多余的信心，并不会给你更多的信心。
The disciple who's been with him day and night, they thinking, "Oh, if Lazarus is dead, and we are going back there, that means Jesus gonna die." And we're gonna die too. How negative!
对他就是一个非常负面的人。他的门徒就觉得拉撒路已经死了，然后耶稣回去也没大有用，然后我们还要跟他一起送死。
他讲的很好，就是送死。Okay, you can see if someone has no faith.
你可以知道，当如果我们没有信心的时候，
无论怎么样子 ，doesn't matter the situation. You all you see is darkness.
无论怎么样，你看到的永远是负的一面，阴暗的。
All you see is dead.
对。
No matter what Jesus has been telling you.
不管
It will not be like this. It will not be like this. Okay, I'm gonna die.
对，不管耶稣怎么告诉你，如果你的心灵是阴暗的，你眼看到都是死的这一面，都是阴暗的这一面。
Amen.
Amen.
So that's one thing. And then the second thing is, okay, Martha. 马大的。
马大。
Okay. Now the second person. This is very in the second person. So when Jesus go back to Bethany.It took him 2 days, about maybe 1 day to 2 days to get back.
对，第二件事就是提到马大，就是耶稣基督花了两天的时间来到了伯大尼。
So he said it was actually about less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, which is really close.
所以当时约有六里路，应该是非常的近，不是很远。
Yeah, 两个 mile 左右，所以其实是离耶路撒冷很近。And then he said.So that's why there were Jews mixed with Martha and Mary over there.
这时候有好些犹太人就和 也一起来看这个马大和玛利亚。
Because Lazarus was already dead, right? Like he says, for 4 days.
对，因为拉撒路这时候已经死了四天了。
And then they said that the Jews were trying to show up and to be their support, you know, and to comfort them.
这时候犹太人就为了看望马大和玛利亚，是为了安慰他们。
I think on the surface, it doesn't seem anything is wrong, right? I mean, if somebody has if someone you know, or distant relative, their family member die, of course you want to comfort them, right? You go there and be their support.
从目前为止，这个事情上和我们这个事态常情没有任何的区别。就是当你的亲人死了，远方亲戚都要回来给他这个进行给他家属进行一些安慰。
嗯哼。And then now I want to look at how Martha responds to Jesus.
对，我们在这里看一下这个马大是怎么给耶稣基督回应的。
So he says, here says, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
对，这个时候就是二十章到二十节到二十一节，马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他的。但是玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在，我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”
But then, okay, I want to read the whole thing, and that's it, yeah.Okay, Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day."
马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
Jesus said to her,
耶稣对他说，
"I'm the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lived by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Yes, Lord, she replied.
马大说，主啊，是的，我相信。
I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
I know the translation is a little bit hard because it's going to take a little longer.
对，我知道这个翻译会比较难，是因为它会有更长的时间。
Please be focused right now. This is important.
对，请大家一定要注意精神，集中精力听这个话，非常重要。
When you read this part of Martha's response, you may think, "Oh, Martha is actually not bad."
当你看到这个时候，你会觉得，哎，马大还行啊，马大的回答是不错的。
At least she believed. She said she believed.
嗯，因为她已经相信啊，因为她在话里说她相信的。
Right. But if you read carefully, you realize.She's not really listening to what Jesus was saying to her.
但如果大家仔细读的话，你就会发现马大其实并没有在说，
没有在听耶
稣
对
他
讲
什
么。
对
，You know, her response was, "I believe to the best of her knowledge of what she knows."
她只是相信跟着她最能理解的这个东西里面，她所相信的东西。
就是她。他能够相信的范围是他所知道的范围 Amen? But she cannot believe the things that she doesn't know.
但他没法相信他不知道的事情
Do you see what I'm trying to say? So many times our belief system builds upon the foundation of what you already know.
所以现在有的时候我们 每个人相信一些事情，其实在以我们有些事情知道的基础上才去相信。
What understand to your mind what was taught?
你会知道，你会相信你被教了，你被教的那些事情。
你所学习到，你所认识到的范围 ，right? What Martha said to Jesus was all correct.
马大给耶稣说的都是对的。
Yes, you are the Son of God.
是的，你是神的儿子。
Yes, he will rise again the resurrection day.
是的，就是在复活之日，他必复活。
But did she really believe that Jesus will rise, will raise Lazarus right now, right there, right that day?
但是马大相信现在耶稣基督就会把拉撒路从死里复活吗？就是当时当刻。
No, right?
并不是这样的。
So this is why I wanted to tell you, where's your faith, dear, my dear?
这就是我想给大家说的你的这个信心在哪里？
Then God is going to stretch your faith.
上帝将要增大你的信心。
Is that He will let things happen that surpass your understanding?
上帝会让这个事情在超乎你预想之外的事情范围之外，超乎你预想范围之外的这个范围来发生。
Beyond what you understand, 就是超过你所能理解的范围。
对，超过。
Beyond what you already know.
对，超越你所。能理解范围内的事情。
May I ask a question? Can you know something that you don't know?
你能知道你并不知道的事情吗？
God will, right? God willing, okay. 神允许的话， yeah. I'm just saying that if you don't know, then you don't know, right? It's beyond you. That's what I'm trying to say.
他想说的就是，如果我不知道，我就不知道。
But can you admit that there are things a part of you that you really don't know?
对啊，我这么意思。
就是 ，can you admit that you really don't know?
你能，大家能够承认我真的不知道吗？
你能够接受你真的是有不知道吗 ？When God is doing something beyond your ability to comprehend, can you accept that? That God, I really don't know. I surrender. Right? 就是当神在做一件你真的超过你能理解明白的事情，你能不能够承认说，主啊，我真的是不知道，我降服。 Right? So this is what Martha responds to him is she can only believe in what she knows. Okay. And now I want to go to somebody who is very dear to Jesus.
现在我们就要回到这个和耶稣非常亲的一个人。
Who is she? Mary.
她是谁？
Mary.
是玛利
亚。People, if you read the Bible, you know who this Mary is, right?
对，如果大家读圣经的话，知道这个玛利亚是谁。
In the very beginning of the story, that's already says this is the Mary who poured the perfume on Jesus' feet.
在这章之前，就是说这个玛利亚是用她的这个头发膏这个。耶稣的脚的这个
and wipe it with her hair.
用她的头发
来擦耶稣的脚。
擦耶稣的脚。
This lady is someone who knows and know Jesus' heart and touches Jesus' heart.
这个女人是知道耶稣的心意，并且能感受到耶稣心意的。
That she is connect with Jesus' emotion.
他能和耶稣基督的这个情绪所连通。
May I ask you, don't you want to be like Mary who actually connect with Jesus' heart, right?
想问大家，难道大家想不想成为像玛利亚一样的，可以和耶稣有心灵互动的一个人
？That you are so close to him, right, and know how he feels.
你可以感受到耶稣基督在想什么，感受耶稣基督现在的感觉是什么。
But look at how she responds to Jesus in this scenario.
但看在这个情景下他是怎么回答耶稣基督的。
Yeah. So Martha went back and said, and went back and called her sister Mary, and she said, the teacher is here, she's asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him.
当马大 说了这话就去找他的妹妹玛利亚，就说夫子来了叫你，然后玛利亚听见了就急忙起来跑到耶稣那里去了。
And now Jesus not yet entered the village but was still at the place where Martha had met him.
这个时候耶稣还没有进村子，仍在马大迎接他的地方。
When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there.
对，当时那些同玛利亚在家里安慰她的犹太人见她急忙起来出去就跟着她，以为她要去坟墓里那里去哭。
When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said,
玛利亚到了耶稣那里看见他就俯伏在他脚前说，
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
主啊，你若早在这里我兄弟必不死。
So Mary's response was
所以玛利亚的这个回答是
heartbroken，
我很心碎，我很伤心。
She, well, not like Martha. Martha was trying to hold together by her, hold together her emotion with what she knows, you know, trying to not be emotional and functioning.
马大当时的回答还是比较理智的，没有怎么情绪的崩溃。
She's probably like the kind of like a person who is very driven and very work oriented. Things must carry on, so I must carry on and be tough, right? That kind of personality.
马大应该是一个比较坚强的人，应该是一个比较务实、坚强的人。
就是事情要做嘛，你很多事情要做，一个人去世是不是啊？你要坚强啊，情绪不能崩溃。可是玛利亚 ，but Mary is the opposite.
但是玛利亚不是这样，玛利亚正相反。
She's very in touch with emotion, right? So she expressed herself fully.
她是一个情绪非常波动，就是情绪非常丰富的人，所以她立刻就非常的奔放在这里。
Yeah, 她就 she completely fell into despair.
她就是直接表现得非常的伤心。
She's also very real too, right?
她也是个非常真实的人。
She did not hide her emotion.
她没有在隐藏他的任何的这个情绪。
She just lay her emotion bare before God.
他只是完全的在神面前裸露他的这个情绪，完全的表现出来。
But you know what? In that expression of her emotion.
但是大家知道，在他的这个表现里面，他这个情绪的表达里面
，I can see that there's a lot of similarity with us.
我们就可以看到这里有很多与我们共通的地方。
Is that sometimes we think we're so close to Jesus, we connected with His heart, and He will answer all your prayer.
当我们时候，我们有的时候感觉我们与上帝非常近，我们与上帝心意是交通的，上帝我们能听到他的话语，并且上帝也会回应我们的。
And then you also feel the love of God, you know, in the presence of God.
并且我们当时要感到神的同在啊，神也回应了我们的祷告。
我们的爱 right? You have all this expectation of Jesus because you think you know He loves Him. You know you love Him very much and He loves you.
你对耶稣基督有很多的这个期望，你觉得我爱耶稣基督，耶稣基督也爱我。
But because of that, the disappointment was even greater.
但是因为这个，有的时候他这个失望就会
更大。你看玛利亚 ，If you look at Mary.
如果你看这个玛利亚
，She was so disappointed.
她当时是非常非常的失望。
In her emotion, almost to the bottom.
她的这个情绪已经坠落到了最低点。
To the point that she's no hope seems like.
她看起来就没有希望了，她觉得这个事情已经没有希望了。
And then she will become accusation. Although I'm not trying to say that she was trying to attack Jesus, you know.
对，她就有可能就是想埋怨一下耶稣，说主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Sometimes our disappointment is so great.
对，有的时候我们的失望非常的大。
到一个地步 ，we cannot understand, and we will have confusion.
大到一个地步，我们会困惑。
Your emotion took over.
你的这个情绪会占取了你大脑的支配权，就是让你的情绪支配你的大脑。
And the reality took over you.
让整个现实啊，把你压垮。
Mm-hmm. That you fell into this hopelessness and unbelief.
然后让你把你变得啊不再信，然后也不再对神有指望。
Right. Unable to see that Jesus was right in front of her.
她没法看到耶稣其实真人就站在她的前面。
Sometimes our emotions are so blind that Jesus was right in front of you, you can't see it.
有时候我们的人情绪就非常的非常的瞎眼，然后真的让我们瞎眼，让我们看不到耶稣就在我们跟前。
That the help is already here. That Jesus, who is the one who helps you, is already here. Or sometimes Jesus already sent you the help, and you cannot even see it. You're so despair, overblinded by your emotion.
有的时候你这个瞎眼非常严重，你的大脑已经完全的被情绪所掌控，你眼前看不到耶稣其实就在你的面前，有的时候耶稣给了你把这个要帮助都已经放到你的面前，你却看不见。
So dear friends, we need to believe.
所以亲爱的朋友，我们应该相信，我们要相信。
You know, we overcome your reason, overcome your emotion.
我们有的时候要战胜我们自己的这个理性，然后也战胜我们自己的这个情绪。
And look upon Jesus.
我们紧盯着耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
And then when he says the glory of God, why am I saying this? Hold on. Try to look at my verses. What is the, like I said earlier, what is the glory of God?
就像我之前所说的，什么是神的荣耀？
Is that you will, where am I? Here. That he has become the only reason and no other reason. 神的荣耀的意思就是除了他以外，并没有任何别的原因可以解释这件事情发生。Amen.
Amen.
That means God has become the only reason, the only resort.
就是上帝是这个唯一的解，是这个问题的唯一的解答。
Amen. That He alone will take the credit.
他自己一个人，会所有的功劳都是他一个人的。
Amen. It's the work of Him alone.
这是他一个人的功劳。
That's the glory of God that God wants to manifest. It's not because of the faith of Mary, not because of the faith of Martha, not because of the faith of the disciple.
神是要彰显这个神的荣耀，并不是这个玛利亚、马大他们的信心，他是要彰显神的荣耀。这件事完完全全的是神的荣耀，是神在做工。
Amen. Because like I said in the story, you see, they have no faith. Their faith was so little.
所以大家刚才就像我们之前说整个事件所有的人都没大有信心，尽管有的人有信心，但是有的人的信心也非常的小。
And then you can see when Jesus saw Mary's response in her emotional state, that was where Jesus, his emotion was revealed right there.
对，就是当那个耶稣看到这个玛利亚也在哭，非常的这个情绪化的时候，耶稣心里也非常的受到感叹。
Okay, this is the place I really want to make sure people will understand what was Jesus feeling here.
这个地方我想大家着重了解一下，就是着重看一下，就是耶稣基督此时的感受是什么。
Here in Chinese it says 心里悲叹 ，right? 又甚忧愁。In English it actually says he was deeply moved in spirit and trouble.But and then I go deeper to research what it really mean when the original text says he was actually indignant.
对，这个原文是说
indignant. Means he was actually angry.
他这个时候是非常生气的。
His spirit was troubled. He was stirred.
他的这个情绪非常的
激动。You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, right?
Yes, 是和平之君 right?
Right? He has so much peace all the time, in every trouble, even walk on water, right? Calm the storm.
耶稣基督在这个水上行走啊，在这个让这个风停止啊，都有很大的平安。
But here he says, his spirit was troubled and deeply moved, and he was actually angry.
但这个时候，这里就写到耶稣的这个情绪被扰动，然后这个时候甚至有比较生气。
Yeah. And the word translate groaned.
对。
Groaned, like it's almost like
悲伤。
When you are so angry, you're so stirred in your spirit that you actually start tremble.
对，这个时候的你，当你非常的这个情绪化，非常的这个
激动
的时候，你就会抖。
对 ，so that's actually what Jesus was experiencing at the moment.
这就是当时耶稣基督当时所经历的。
Some people were wondering why was he so emotional at that time.
这时候大家就想问了，为什么耶稣基督在这个情况下非常的激动？
What would you think? What was the reason? Do you think that Jesus was so angry? Why?
所以大家觉得是为什么？
嗯哼，
是因为
he was right there. People still don't believe, right? One of the reason, possibly, yeah. What else is the possible reason that he was angry?
对，其中一个原因就是因为当耶稣基督在那的时候，其他人还是不信，所以他非常的气愤。所以大家还有其他的原因吗？
你觉得为什么耶稣在那时候那么激动？
你觉得耶稣为什么？
Most of the people, when they read this scripture, they all think that, oh, Jesus may be just sad and just sympathetic, and so he just cried.
当大家读这个经文的时候，很多人就觉得当时啊，耶稣基督有可能就是悲伤啊，就是怜悯，所以他会啊难过。
But here he actually was angry. He was angry at what?That people were momentarily believed in the power of darkness was greater than him.
这个时候，他其实气愤的是，当时的人们当时竟然相信啊，黑暗的权势竟然比他的这个能力要大。
Did you hear what he said?
你听到我说什么了吗
？Did you hear what he just said?
大家又听到我刚刚说什么吗
？That people momentarily believed that darkness was greater than his power.
人们当时竟然短暂地认为黑暗的权势会比耶稣基督的大能还要大。
耶稣非常的生气，是因为人竟然相信黑暗的能力暂时胜过了光 ，right？
是的。
But in fact, he is greater than all these, right？
但实际上，他比所有都要大。
Amen. He is surpassed all circumstance.
他能克服所有的困难，所有的状况。
Amen. And the other part that he was angry at is when he saw the Jewish people.
他另外一个非常气愤的时候，他看到犹太人。
That the Jewish people were trying to comfort Mary and Martha.
他看到这个来一同安慰这个玛丽还有玛利亚和马大的这个犹太人，这些犹太人。
And you know what did they say to Jesus?
你知道他们对耶稣基督说了什么吗
？They say, oh, Jesus wept, and then see how he loved him.
那些犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等的恳切。
Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?
其中有人就说了，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
So these people on the side, unbelief is like, doesn't matter what Jesus would do, they will still stick to their unbelief. That's amazing, you know, to me. Some, 就是有一些人，这些人是一个 hypocrite, like, 就是什么英中文叫什么？伪装吗？
假冒伪善的人。
对，假冒伪善。They only want to watch the show. 他只是想要看戏。在旁观者 you know? They just want to be the commenter on the side 就是给很多意见 And then they say they would not believe in anything that Jesus would do Or Jesus has done 就是他不会相信耶稣以前所做过的事或是他将要做的事他都不会信 That's the type of people that the Jewish people were there And you know what they said? It was so sarcastic. that they say, see how he must love him, how he loved him. Original text they translate is actually see how he must have, he must use to love him. So that means he doesn't love them anymore.
所以这个地方他其实那个犹太人其实用了一种讽刺的手法，就是他们其实这是以讽刺语气来说的，他们是一个看戏的旁观者，他看他爱之人是何等的恳切。原文其实说，原文是说的啥
？Here， 就是他曾经，你看耶稣，当他活着的时候，肯定是很爱他，就是以前很爱他，现在就不爱了的意思。You know, if he loved him, he would have saved him. 就是如果神爱他，他早就来救他啦。就说 ，Oh, you're too late. 就是说你已经太晚了。And that's also the reason why Jesus was angry at.
这也是耶稣基督为什么比较生气的原因之一。
That he was angry at all this hypocrisy.
他是在这个生气这些所有这个假冒伪善人的在这边的嘲讽。
But in the midst of all these craziness, those his people's unbelief.
在所有这些奇奇怪怪的事情当中。就是大家可以看到各种人的不相信。
Jesus says here once again, he said, one more deeply moved came to the tomb.
这时候耶稣心里非常的悲叹，就来到了坟墓前。
He said to them, okay, where am I gonna? Yeah, came to the tomb. It was a cave with stone lay across the entrance. He said, take away the stone.
那父门是个洞，有一块石头挡着。耶稣就说：“你们把石头挪开。”
You know, and then Martha said, "No, wait, wait. The bad odor has been 4 days. You still don't believe."
马大还是不相信，就对他说：“主啊，他现在已经臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。”
还在禁止耶稣 ，right? He's trying to stop Jesus, but Jesus then now he said it again. Did I not tell you?Did I not tell you?
这时候耶稣就再次重申，我不是对你说过，我不是对你说过吗？
If you believe,
如果你要相信，
you will see the glory of God.
你就必看见神的荣耀。
I wonder how he said that when he was there.
我们当时我很好奇，当时这个耶稣到底是怎么给他们说，用什么语气说的这句话？
Did I not tell you?
我不是对你说过。
That if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
And today I'm saying, when God rolled away that stone.
当我们现在说，当耶稣基督把这个墓石移开。
I pray the same thing that happens to our heart.
我们要为我们自己心也做一个类似的祷告。
That our heart of stone will be rolled away.
我们堵在我们心门上的大石，也希望可以被移开。
The stone that hinder the work of God, the stone, heart of stone.
所以我们这个心如磐石一样的心，阻碍神做工的这个心能够移开。
The unbelief that is covering our heart.
这个我们不信的灵，在我们的心上这个附加的不信的灵。
That the hindrance will be removed.
这些所有的阻碍将会被移除。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because Lazarus, which is us.The death, the spirit of death inside of us is gonna come alive. It's gonna leave you.
对，这就是拉撒路这个死人，就是我们心中死去的那个灵，将会被移开，将会从我们身体中出来。
复活，你里面的生命 ，the inner life of you that was dead in despair, in hopelessness, in sin, and unbelief, has to come alive today.
我们心中的那些失望的灵，那些孤儿的灵，那些
不信
的灵将会复活，从此到
生。That makes you so dead. All these things that covers you in death, in spirit of death and hopelessness needs to go. It needs to be removed so that you can come alive.
所以你心中的那些孤儿的灵，那些不信的灵，必须要被移开，你才能重生得救。
Amen.Like Jesus says in the verse 11, he says, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I'm going there to wake him up. And Jesus is here today.
当时在十一节的时候，耶稣就说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。现在耶稣就在我们这里。
And he calls to you, my friend Lazarus. You know Lazarus' name is actually called whom God's help.
他这个时候，大家知道拉萨路的这个名字的本意就是上帝帮助的人。
Amen. Aren't we all the people like Lazarus who needs God's help?
难道我们每是不是我们每个人都需要神的帮助？我们每个人都是拉萨路。
We all need to come alive from our tomb.
我们每个人都需要从我们的坟墓中得救复生。
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you that Jesus was there, and he said this prayer. He said, "I thank you that Father, you heard me. You always hear me." And he only prayed this so that the people around him will see it and will believe that you sent me.
对，他最后耶稣基督在41节做了一个祷告，他说这话是为了周围站着的人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
That they will believe. Hold on. And then when Jesus says, call out in a loud voice, says, Lazarus, come out.
这时候耶稣就大声地呼叫说，拉萨路出来。
And his hand and feet wrapped in strips of linen and clothes around his face.
那死人就出来了，手脚还裹着布，脸上包着手巾。
And Jesus says, take off the grave clothes.
耶稣对他说，解开，叫他走。
解开那些坟墓的衣服。
解开坟墓的衣服。
And I want to say this. That Lazarus is like us. We are just a weak instrument to reveal the glory of God.
我们其实就像拉萨路一样，我们只是一个脆弱的器具，然后我们是要被神所
彰显神的荣耀
的器具。
That God, in God's sovereignty, God allowed him to be dead, to be sick, to die, and to bury for 4 days. 在神的主权里面，神允许拉萨路死掉，生病，被埋葬了4天。But in God's sovereignty, God also led him through the resurrection power of Christ. 也神也让他重新的复活。Was it because of what Lazarus has done?
这难道是因为拉萨路之前做过什么吗？
Is it because he was a good man or because of he was a bad person?
是因为拉萨路以前是个好人还是因为是个坏人？
Do you think it was because of Lazarus?
你们认为神让拉萨路复活这件事是因为拉萨路他做过什么吗？
No. Remember I said the glory of God? What was the glory of God?
记得我们曾经说过神的荣耀是什么吗？
That only God takes the credit.
只有神，这只是神的功劳。
完全是神的功劳，不是任何人的功劳。Amen. 不是因为拉萨路做过什么，也不是拉萨路做错了什么。But it's all because of God, His sovereignty. 是完全是因为神的主权。And then.Remember God, Jesus says, I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. 这里。
耶稣曾经说过，我赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能把他们从我手里夺去。那位把羊群赐给我的父比一切都大，也没有人能把他们从我父的手里夺去。
So momentarily, Lazarus looks like he was snatched from Jesus' hand, right?
所以在这个时刻，我们看到拉萨路其实已经从当时已经从耶稣基督的手上被拿走了，被夺走了。
Looks like it.
看起来是这样的。
But remember what Jesus said. He is greater than all.
但记得耶稣说什么？我比其他的都大。
No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
没有人可以从我父的手上夺取什么东西。
So where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? This is here. 死亡啊，你的胜利在哪？死亡啊，你的毒钩在哪？ And the same thing, like 罗马书 in the Romans, remember, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sore? 谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？这里
隔绝呢，是患难吗？是困苦吗？是迫害吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
但靠着爱我们的那一位，我们在这一切事都有得胜有余。 Amen.
Amen.
And for the in all these we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So 我已经解了。So I'm saying that the fact that Lazarus come back to life, it was all God's doing.
其实为什么拉撒路能够从死里复活，其实都是神的功劳，完全是
神的功劳。完全是神单单他的功劳，不是任何人，不是刚刚讲过，不是门徒的信心，不是玛利亚的信心，不是马大的信心，也更不可能是犹太人信心，也不可能是拉撒路的信心。I'm saying it's not of the faith of the disciple, not of the faith of Martha, Mary, of course not the faith of Jewish people, and also, of course, not the faith of Lazarus. But this resurrection was all completely the work of God alone, his glory alone. And this is why I want to bring up an example. I'm going to close there. I know translation takes longer, but I'm going to close with one example.
我们现在将来结束，用一个例子来结束。
Do you remember the nation of Israel?
大家记得以色列的这个国度吗？这个国家吗？
以色列。That it was not a nation.
它并不是一个国家。
For 2,000 years.
两千多年都不是一个国家。
The Jewish people were.Being chased, being persecuted, dispersed, and scattered all over the world, almost like become nothing, right?
犹太人被分散到各地，被追杀，各种的迫害。
It's almost like Lazarus is dead, so dead, long gone for 2,000 years.
难道不是像拉撒路一样死去了，像两千多年
？But by God's sovereignty, His mighty power.
但是通过神的主权，
神的大能，
神的大能。
In 1948, May 14th, it was resurrected and become a nation again.
它复活了，这个整个国家复活了，并重新成为了一个国家。
And by God's mighty power, God caused them to come back.
因为神的大能，神让他们所有的人都回到了这个以色列，号召犹太人回到以色列。
And you know what the Bible has prophesied about this? You know what the Bible said about this phenomenon?
你知道这个在经文里是怎么样做的预言，关于这件事情是做了什么样的预言吗？
Is in 以西结书 in the Ezekiel 36.
是在以西结书的三十六节。
三十六章。
22:22.
You look, read. This is what the sovereign Lord says. It's not for your sake, people of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name.Which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone, I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned along with them. Then the nations will know that I am Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. Okay, I read like a verse, whole verse. So if you read this verse, you know that it's all pure God's work.
所以大家看这个经文，这个经文中写的，其实以色列能够回来，完全是上帝的功劳，
是为神大名显为圣的缘故 ，right? And today, and then the interesting thing is, after he says that, he says, "I will gather you from all the countries, bring you back into your own land. I'll sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean."I'll cleanse you from all your impurity and from all your idols. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. 我必从这里开始念，你们一起念好吗？
我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们。使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们心里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
Amen. And then at the end of this verse, I want to say like 32 or 31. Can you show 31, 32? Can you read this verse 31-32?
那时你们必追想你们的恶行和你们不善的作为，就因你们的罪孽和可憎的事厌恶自己。主耶稣说，你们要知道，以后这样行不是为你们以色列家，当为自己的行为报愧蒙羞。
So I'll read this real quick in English. Then you remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will lower yourself for your sins and distasteful practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel. That's the verses you read. I want to say, is today this scripture is completely fitting for our situation.
我们想说我们今天这个经文其实很好的契合了我们现在的情况。
That if God is going to revive this place,
如果上帝要复活这个地方。
Remember last week I said,
大家记得上周我们说了什么？
When God, I remember God has a promise for me. He said, I am the revival.
上帝给了他的应许是他是这个复活的人。
就是这个复兴。
复兴。
But in fact, that's not just for me alone.
但这并不是只是对中立一个人。
Is that all of us need revival?
是因为我们所有人都需要复活，都需要复兴。
Do you need revival?
你需要复兴吗？
Do your faith need a revival?
你的信心需要复兴吗？
But do you know, in the past, we always thought, oh, if I pray hard enough, if I pursue God hard enough, if I have become holy enough, then I may be revived.
我们以前是不是这么想？我更紧的跟随神，我更深的追求神，我们的心就会被复兴呢？
But I realized.
但是我意识到。
A real revival is not the work of my own.
这个复兴
并
不是我自己
的
工作。
It's actually the word of God.
其实是神的工作。
是神在你身上的工作。It's the work of God in your life, on your life.
是神在你的生命还有你的生活中的工作。
And we are just like Lazarus, just like the nation of Israel.
我们其实就像拉撒路，就像以色列国一样。
We are helpless, and we only need to look to Him.
我们无助，我们只需要把眼睛定睛在神的身上。
And God will do a revival work on your life because He is willing.And because of His holiness and His grace.
因为神的这个圣洁，神的这个，
他愿意，神愿意，
还有神愿意被我们帮助，
还有他的恩典，他要使你被复兴。This is all completely by God's grace.
这些都是因为神的恩典。
And today, and as I'll say, did I not tell you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
我们在这里说，你要相信。
你若相信，就必能看
见
神的荣耀。Amen.
Amen.
And God today will ask you the same question.
今天问了同样一个问题。
Is that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God?
如果你相信，你就会看见神的荣耀。
Okay. Can we have a respond time with the worship music?
好，我们能够用这个经文，用这个敬拜，然后来给我们。
可以用最后一首歌，你若相信吗？
哦，可以用最后一首歌。
And I want to just have some time that we come before God.
我希望我们有一些事情来。我一些时间，然后我们再来到神的跟前。
Of what we have done, but it's purely because He is willing and He wants to revive you.
我知道这会是一个很长的过程，但是并不是因为我们做了什么功，而是神的公义，还有神的意愿，还有神的这个恩典，要帮助我们复兴。
Amen. Because this is your promise. It's only the glory of God. 是完全是你的公义，是完全是你的荣耀。Hallelujah. And what we need to do is just to believe in you. That we only need to trust you. 我们只需要相信你，来依靠你。主啊，你必要在我们的身上做你的工作。So I pray for this church. 我今天也为这个教会来祝福祷告。主啊，让我们不要看现在的光景如何。That we will not look at the circumstances, because it's not about us. 从来不是跟我们有任何关系。It's all about you. Amen. 完全是神的荣耀。And I pray that God, you will reveal your glory in 大使命灵粮 in Great Commission Christian Church. Lord, 你要彰显的荣耀在大使命灵粮堂。完全是你的荣耀，是你的名要被高举。It's the name of God will be lifted in this place. And if there is any sort of revival in the future, or even now, it is all because of you. 如果这个教会要经历任何的复兴，是完全是因为主，因为主耶稣基督的缘故。And you are gonna come, hallelujah, what you say. You are gonna come. 就像你说，你对亚瑟路说，我要来，我要来唤醒你们。That I will come and I will wake you up. And that you will be revived. And you will see the glory of God. 你会被复兴，你要看到神的荣耀。Hallelujah. So I just pray that, Lord, bless all of us today. I just want to make a short testimony real quick. Although for many years, there's things that doesn't seem to have a breakthrough. But I will have to say, God, that has already done the work. The Lord has already made a breakthrough for us. 我说在过去很多年，好像你挣扎很久，好像还没有突破的。可是我要跟你们讲，神其实已经开始在工作。He is already working. 他要给我们突破。我说我给你们一个很短的见证，就是上一个月我们其实已经经历了突破。In the last month, we already experienced a breakthrough. So we got to continue to believe. If I have a breakthrough in my family relationship. 在我的家里面也是关系上面有很大的突破。很多的争吵很多年的情况也有极大的突破。So I'm just saying, God is already moving. Amen. So I just bless all of you. I pray, Lord, may your testimony be revealed in this place. 让神的见证能够在这里不断的被彰显。Hallelujah. I pray this and your peace of God be with you. 让神的同在平安与你们同去。And that we will continue to have faith in you. That we will continue to believe. 我们会仍然的相信，仍然的依靠你。感谢主，这样的祷告奉耶稣的名求。Amen. That we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.